Clausen here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the CU 2.0 FinTech Mastermind Showcase. And in this clip, we have Humanity's very own Jill Nowacki and Service Credit Union's new CEO, David Arujo, talking about what it's like to be a new CEO and what the things that you have to look out for, building trust, being patient, implementing change to an already successful organization. All those things are really great points here from David and Jill. So check it out.
We're going to talk a little bit now about kind of the hardest parts and the best parts about actually doing the job. And we're going to tee it up with David to talk about that, since he's the one who's currently sitting in the CEO seat at a credit union right now.
Great. Thanks, Jill. I will say it's been a very interesting transition. And one of the things that I want to make sure everybody thinks about as they look to explore these opportunities. I came from an organization that I really, really enjoyed being with and had really no reason to change. I was in a good situation, and I absolutely enjoyed the people I worked with, the person I worked for, and the growth opportunities within the credit union. And I think having that type of environment really allows you to be patient with where you want to go. And that's why I only interviewed twice for a couple of different jobs, because I was being more picky than anything else in that regards. And so joining the credit union in January of last year, one of the things the board asked from me was the first 100 days. And you sort of do your best to outline where you want to take the organization. And, you don't hit all the marks that you sort of lay out in those first 100 days, but at least you have something that you're sort of striving to. And there was a couple of surprises, I would say, as I took over the organization. And as I described earlier, being at one organization for 15 years, there's a lot of inherent trust and respect that you've garnered over those years for the job that you've done. And when you show up at a new organization that you don't know and that they don't know, that goes away. And I may have forgotten because I didn't change jobs in 15 years, but you walk into the door and they don't know who you are. They don't know what your motivation is. And you're starting at ground zero, right? Of sort of where do you want to take this organization? And I was fortunate enough to take over an organization that has been very successful. This credit union was founded in 1957 and is in the top 60 nationwide, maybe even a little bit stronger now. And it's been extremely successful for the years. And then the question is, when you're starting to implement change, why do we need to change based on what we've been able to do for so long? And you have to sort of paint that picture and create that strategy that shows why there is a need to change and evolve in the industry. And so that's a big, big challenge to sort of start. And then you're developing your leadership team, right? When you're thinking about who's the future leaders for you in the organization, that takes time. And I came into a situation where there was a number of folks that had been in place for a long time. And there was opportunities for change, right? Just based on the direction in which we wanted to take the credit union. And that's been an evolving process. And in fact, it took me almost 20 months to get to a point where the leadership team is officially in place. And you've got to be respectful of the history of how the organization got to where it is. But at the same time, you're looking to make your imprint as to where you want to take the organization. And everybody has their own style at the end of the day to be able to sort of lead the organization. And I found myself, I'm not usually a very patient person when it comes to change, but because I know this is my career, I know I should be patient. And it's a tough balance at times, is to be patient, but I think we can afford ourselves that opportunity to be patient, let some things happen organically, other things you have to be more intentional about. But working through those changes, I think, is extremely important. And then the other aspect is working with the board, is really trying to understand what that relationship is going to look like. And for me, and I don't know about others in this room, I had very limited credit union board interaction at my previous organization. I sat on a number of other boards, both in the fintech space, on the CUSO boards, making investments. And so I have the experience of the CUSO, of the board side of things, but not from a credit union board perspective. And so that I, as the outsider sitting in on my previous organization, I had a sort of mindset around boards. And I had to put all that aside and sort of better understand and work with my board here to understand exactly how we were together going to move this organization. How could they be my partner in helping change? And I quickly realized that they were extremely supportive of everything that we wanted to get done in the organization. And that told me that they were acceptant of change, right, at the end of the day. And it continues that way. I always joke that, you know, I don't know when that honeymoon period ends. Maybe Kirk can help me on that, right? Oh, I don't know how many times I have to shoot myself in the foot or what before the honeymoon period goes away. But ultimately, they've been extremely supportive in that aspect. And the other thing I'd mention around the network is I think we're all probably we all do that within the industry, but I can't speak to how valuable that has been from my career perspective. And my previous boss is a peer, right, of mine, and unbelievably supportive as to my career. And in fact, he helped me go through the interview process. He took time out of his own schedule and said, "Hey, I know you're going for the interview. What are you going to talk about?" And I literally sat there and showed him my presentation for an hour. And, you know, that tells me that, you know, he didn't want me to leave, but at the same time, he just wanted to make sure that, I was prepared for it and very happy and continues to be supportive. And along with the other CEOs in the credit union space that I've become friends with over time, have been there for support and leaning on them, is helpful, right? I think as maybe somebody alluded to earlier, I heard the analogy before I got the job that it's, you know, lonely at the top. And I never really understood exactly what that meant. But I've figured it out since. I definitely know what that means now. And, you know, you got to fight through things, but it's been a great journey.
Thank you very much for that information, Jill and David, and stay tuned for more coverage of the CU 2.0 FinTech Mastermind Showcase here on CU Broadcast.